I don't know where you're going, but this podcast is brought to you proudly by
the broadcast.
Don't make fun of me. I messed up on my words.
Sorry.
What I was going to say is that I don't know this. I was going to say that this podcast is brought to you better by Sunday Cool.
Hey, buddy, you can still watch this or listen.
I can't listen.
Yeah, buddy. Okay, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Come here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here.
That actually hurt.
That was the plan.
I'm not kidding.
Aw. Does this hurt?
Toy boat.
What is that?
That is me trying to...
You being birthed. That was the actual audio of Josh being birthed.
Cut the cord! Wait, don't cut it! Don't set him free!
Beautiful baby boy!
And it's gonna kill us! Let's run!
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Ninjas are butterflies.
131.
Do your best beatboxing. Don't even be a joke. Don't joke. Literally try. Don't do it. Don't be a joke right now.
Don't be a joke.
You're trying to be funny.
Andy, you go.
Legitimately try.
Then you try.
You
go.
You first. Andy, you first.
That was me
that
trying.
Was that was not you trying. That's not bad.
That's great.
Well That's done. Pretty good.
Well done. Andy?
On a song?
Hey!
You know you're supposed to try.
That was a playlist. That was really good.
Thanks.
Nice.
Thank you.
We should go to a beatboxing convention. Apparently those are things.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
It should be an Olympic sport.
That would be cool. That would be better than breakdancing.
But it would be her comeback. It's the same chick. Okay, how did you master beatboxing in 4 years?
I'm a kangaroo.
Look at my pouch. Look at my pouch. She's trying to manipulate the sound waves with her hands.
How you doing, Lil?
Good.
Welcome back, Lil.
Yeah, welcome back, Lil.
Was I gone?
Yeah, 2 weeks. No, wait, no, you're back.
It's
you're
been 4 months since you've been here.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
We really need to pull a prank like that, like an elaborate one. Like just something like we're like... We change people's haircuts.
If you did it to me, I would
freak out.
I would have an anxiety attack, and I probably wouldn't be able to come back.
We bring in some people who used to work here, and they come in like normal, like asking us to do things. We think it's we act like it's
Could
normal.
You
and you're like, wait a minute.
How scary would that be,
bro? On YouTube,
recommendations.
There was it like popped up of like. Some flower that has these seeds that makes you like crazy hallucinate.
Mm-hmm.
They say like never take this, and there are like horror stories from it.
Terrible.
And it just gave me anxiety thinking about it. Like these people, like they can't distinguish reality from tripping. Like even when they close their, like this one dude, he said he was laying on his bed or on his couch of his friend's house because he's freaking out and like there's like blood pouring down from the walls
Very
and
good.
People are starting to like. Change shape and stuff. And he's like, I need to close my eyes. And he closes them, and it was a different room.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and he
gosh.
Opens it, and it's a different room. And so every time he closed his eyes, it was a different room that he could see.
Jeez.
Open it, different room. And he's like, I didn't know where I was.
Yeah,
and
you don't know when your eyes
hours.
Are closed, probably.
16 hours it lasted.
Dude, nightmare.
Yeah. And
Which
a lot 16 of people,
hours it, probably feels like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But supposedly with this hallucinogen, it messes you up for the rest of your life. Like,
Jeez.
It's so intense of a trip
yeah.
that you're literally scarred for the rest of your life.
That this seems like there's more and more of those coming out lately. Like,
yeah.
that pink stuff that's in South America or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, they have to barely inhale it.
Isn't that what the One Direction guy They found some pink stuff in his room.
Interesting. No, I don't know. Yeah. That'd be scary, dude.
You mean the pink stuff that people use to clean their Thailand and grout?
No, I think it's called like pink cocaine or something like that.
Oh, scary.
Pepto. Yeah.
And there's this wind stuff where all you have to do is barely inhale it.
Yeah,
and
devil's
then,
breath.
Yeah, and then you just like become...
Forget everything.
You forget everything, and you're like so willing to do whatever when someone asks you. So you're just like, hey, they're like, hey, can you take me up to your apartment? They'll like hold up a book like, hey, yeah. I'm lost. Can you? And then they'll inhale it. And you could see, and then suddenly they're like, hey, can you take me to your apartment? And then they just rob them, and then you leave.
It sounds like something from Harry Potter.
Devil's breath or devil's dust, something like that.
That is so scary.
We're going to try it on the bottom.
Devil fart.
Dude, honestly, if you're just like, can you take this drug? It's pink cocaine. It's like, no. What if I told you it was called the devil fart?
I'm
like,
give me that stuff.
A little bit, yeah. Give me a little bit.
Have you seen now at like the Publix pharmacy, you can buy a Narcan shot?
Really?
Yeah, you can buy one and just keep it in your car.
That's good.
That's honestly good. Probably something you really need.
I agree.
What is it?
You could save somebody's life
like
with
if
that.
If someone's overdosing, you can... Is it fentanyl?
It works for fentanyl.
It does work, yeah.
So there is... Because even like small traces of fentanyl can make you pass out. Yeah. There was actually a viral clip of Tavares police officers right down by the fountain. Right there, they're pulling over somebody and they open up a trunk and there was some fentanyl in there.
Oh my gosh.
The lady inhales it, starts seizing and falls down on the ground. It was a viral video. And then
Tavares.
And one of the police officers had to come over and shoot her up with some Narcan, and luckily it saved her life. But
oh
I'm like, that's
yeah,
just
I mean,
the
just
small
died.
Traces. Yeah,
the
like
small.
Did they
you
say
hear about that daycare.
Oh yeah, with the fentanyl under the floorboards.
Really?
Yeah.
The daycare?
Yeah.
The daycare, all the babies died.
Man, oh my goodness!
They didn't all die.
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
this episode is getting flagged so fast.
It's horrible.
They say, though, if you ever see money on the ground, don't pick it up.
I know.
It's usually a trap.
I think about it all the time. I think about it. This lady sent me the sweetest gift. I absolutely love it. It's a, guys, I'm going to wear it next week, but Jane peed on it. It's a t-shirt, and it has all the best scenes of Pride and Prejudice on it. She also crocheted me.
To clarify, Jane is our daughter, not our dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And
sometimes it's hard to tell, though.
It is the sweetest gift. I'm going to wear it next week. And she's so cool for doing that. But I'm like, is there fentanyl in this? When I go to put it on. I'm so worried that everybody's trying to fentanyl somebody.
Yeah.
Think about it with toilet seats.
It's a legitimate concern. It's probably in your shirts. It's probably in all of our shirts, honestly.
Speaking of fentanyl, do you want a song?
Yeah.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs.
Please.
Don't pick up money off the ground.
Yes. Yeah, stop picking up money. Don't eat your Halloween candy.
Don't send your kids to daycare, apparently.
Ever. Don't put on shirts
as well.
I mean, who knows?
Put them in a bubble.
Bubble Boy. Good movie.
Great movie.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Shout out.
R.I.P.
Shout out.
All right. We'll just come up with...
Yeah, something. I don't know. Whatever the vibe is. It's kind of scary right now with all the stuff that's happening. All these natural disasters and plane crashes and stuff.
The plane crashes are insane. There's even more. There's one in Arizona.
Did you see the one that flipped over upside down?
Yes.
Yeah, in Toronto.
And they told him.
God?
They deserved it. What are you talking
about? It's me, Mark. No! They had it coming.
It was a woman flying.
No!
No!
That's true, though. Did you hear that? And it was her first flight.
Yeah, first commercial flight.
Not doing a lot for female pilots right now. Come on.
Man.
Women do better.
Stop it. This poor lady. She's so guilty.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I took a flight, thought I'd be fine, but now I'm reading all the signs. Another crash, another scare, it's getting hard to trust the air.
Mid-air collisions, planes upside down, it's a gamble when we leave the ground. Turbines screaming, metal falling fast, praying this flight isn't my last. I can't ignore the rising fear, every headline makes it so clear. Is it safe to fly today, or should I find another? Engine stall, the cabin shakes, too late. I close my eyes, accept my fate. If I survive, I swear I'll stay, with both feet planted on the ground each day.
I'll ride a horse, I'll take a train, I'll build a boat and sail through Spain. I'll hitch a ride or grab a bike, anything but trusting this flight.
Zeppelins burst and tunnels cave, at least those scooters can behave. Cars can crash and boats can sink, at least I'd have a fighting chance to think.
Can't ignore the rising fear. Every headline makes it so clear. Is it safe to fly today? Or should I find another engine stall? The cabin shakes too late. I close my eyes, accept my fate. If I survive, I swear I'll stay with both feet planted on the ground each day.
Planted on the ground each day. Shout out to all the women pilots.
Yeah, York!
Woo! You guys! You guys are just getting better and better and better.
It's been fun for the past few weeks.
Yes!
Some fine good ones.
I don't know, we just goof off.
Also, Andrew's been wanting to play that melody for the past 2.5 years.
I love it.
So. And flagged.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I love it.
I think that was
probably my second song suggestion.
Whatever, if it's flagged, you know the drill. Spotify.
Patreon.
Yeah, and if you're on Patreon, we got a bunch of new people, so welcome
nude?
To the part.
What?
New.
Nude?
Yeah, it's the first. Our Patreon is fully
nude. Are you not in that Discord?
Also, speaking of Discord, we actually are opening up our first. We have a Patreon Discord, which is exclusive, but we actually are opening our Ninjas of Butterflies Discord, and we can link that in the bio. So it's going to have some updates. We'll have different channels and stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And Andy is running it because I don't understand Discord.
I have a hard time with it, but it's getting easier and easier. And also, we also have a voicemail that you can now call and leave voicemails for the podcast.
What?
Whether it's just a, hey, how you doing? What's up? Or if you have a conspiracy or a story or a fart story. Oh. A poop story. Or fart that turned into a poop story.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe we can have like a little
or
section.
Or words of encouragement.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we can do like a little video series of reacting to some of your guys' voicemails. And you can go 1-800-865-0726, extension number 4. So as soon as you call that number, just hit 4 and leave us a voicemail.
Oh, my gosh.
Very fun.
Yeah, we've had some people already leave it, and there was one person that just left a fart noise. So that was pretty cool.
That
is fun.
I really appreciate it.
You know what's not cool, though, is this part.
What? I thought we were having a good time.
No. Unfortunately, we're about to have a bad time. I hope it's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, we don't go in with that attitude.
Just, I don't know. Lily obviously doesn't like this part of the show.
Who said that? I'm fine.
Some people, one person accused me of domestic abuse for asking questions.
Honestly, like, and it's the jury's still out on it, so we'll figure that out.
What? That's crazy.
She starts doing sign language SOS.
All fun and games, though. I don't want to ask this question today.
But you have to.
Because it actually goes beyond this podcast, beyond our friendships. It affects really, really myself, and unfortunately this question, it could change a lot. It could change a lot. So today's question, sent in by a viewer that is specifically for Lily. Lily, do you support communism and everything that it stands for?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, that was so close. I was holding my breath for that one, dude.
I was worried that she was going to say yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah. Who
I'm
knows?
Super glad you said that. Yeah. But just as like what do you call it? Precaution?
Precaution, yeah.
Precaution.
Precaution.
Precaution. We got in contact with private investigator Detective Dingling.
Danny Dingling, yeah.
Danny Dingling, who found your father.
Yeah, still, yeah, that's...
And...
He's good.
We're just like, oh, man, let's just figure out if Lily is a supporter of communism. We don't think she is, and she obviously said no, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we put him on the case, and he
ran a background check, did a lot of investigating, and I'm sure he came up with nothing.
Yeah, right? This actually just came in this morning, sealed envelope.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's something in there?
Just as proof.
Is that how you spell proof?
I think so. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, let's just open it. There's probably not going to be like...
Sure, there's nothing in there.
Nothing,
as soon as we open it, we can just go on with the show. And
yeah, so, all right. Lily's not a communist supporter, huh? Well, hold on.
What is that?
What?
Okay.
What?
You said you're not a communist supporter.
Correct.
Then what is this picture of you standing in front of this door with the hammer and sickle flag, and it says, stand here if you're a communist?
Oh, my goodness. That couldn't be more obvious, Lil.
Lily.
Okay, maybe it was a joke or something. I'm sure.
Yeah,
it was
maybe it's a joke.
I get you're traveling, but that's too far.
What is this? This is literally you arm in arm with Joseph Stalin.
Are you kidding me?
What is that?
Supporting him?
You support Joseph Stalin? Do you support the communist movement?
Maybe she was just walking by. Maybe she was just walking by.
Lily,
dude,
is this our daughter that you're offering to Joseph Stalin?
Let me see.
Why is that funny?
Oh my goodness! Explain yourself, Lil. What is this even? What are you doing? How did you even go back to this time frame?
I don't know.
Is she eternal?
What?
Immortal? I don't know. I mean, maybe she's immortal and she has this communist blood running through her veins, and that's what's keeping her alive.
I don't know, but this is... Okay, all right. Is this you getting ready for I don't even know if we're allowed to show that.
Oh, my God. Lily, are you kidding me?
I don't know if we can show that one. We'll have to blur that one out, but you're literally holding a sword and there's someone blindfolded. It looks like there's about to be a...
His cap is about to be detated.
Yes.
Golly,
I don't know.
That is sick.
Okay, well, I thought I knew you. I'm actually... I don't know what to do.
She told us she wasn't a part of the
Communist
Party.
You told us you weren't part of it and that you didn't support it, but clearly, stand here if you support communism.
Read it and weep.
Where are you standing, Lil? Are you standing over here?
That's not me.
Are you standing over there? That is you.
Mm-mm.
That's literally you.
No.
Is that not Lily?
That is Lilith Eugene Hooper, if I've ever seen one.
Well, I guess you guys heard it for you here. Heard it? Yep. Here to ear first. Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninjas attack!
Well, well, well. The Sunday Cool Slammer's back in the building. And I know there's a lot of you that have been wondering, watching, listening, thinking, Sunday Cool Slammer, where have you been? Well, let me be honest. I've been traveling the world, you see, stepping foot in all 438 of countries on God's green earth. And to be honest, I've had a great time learning about cultures and whatnot. But I've got to tell you something. Because I've traveled from California to Cancun, from New York City to New Brunswick, and there's one thing that's very clear. The people of this world, all humanity herself, are being forced to wear greasy, scratchy, uncomfortable t-shirts. And I'm here to put an end to it. You see? I'm issuing a challenge to every man, woman, and child out there who thinks wearing uncomfortable t-shirts is a good idea. I'm challenging you to a one-on-one steel cage match at SummerSlam. If you choose to accept this challenge, be prepared for three things. Number one, be ready. Because when you come in contact with this super soft gear, not only will you feel at first like you're being cradled in a warm cloud of cotton candy, before you know it, you're gonna be knocked out and overcome with comfortability. Number two, when the shock is faded and you're standing there wondering where your mama is, guess what? This size 8.5 boot is gonna come across your chin so fast, you're gonna wonder no longer why Sunday Cool offers a 72-hour turnaround. Number three, when you're laying there dazed and confused on the mat, looking up to your Lord asking, save me, bam, you're gonna get hit with the fact that, guess what? We do everything fully custom. Just like a 1-2-3 jab, we're gonna make you stand out from all the rest, turning your design dreams into a beautiful reality. Now I wanna finish with this. I don't care if you're the king of Kentucky. I don't care if you're the Prince of Pompeii. If you choose not to go to SundayCool.com and order your t-shirts right now, then get ready to face the wrath of Sunday Cool Slammer laying the hammer down.
Was that good? You like that? All right.
Isn't the last time we called her a communist? Didn't we do another Blink style song?
That is, yeah.
Communist Ninjas are Blink.
Yeah.
Stand here if you're a communist.
That's just sad, man.
You had to go. What even is this picture? Oh my gosh.
That's so sad. Photograph evidence. We accidentally sent that to the wrong printer in the office. So, someone showed up and they're like, I think these are your guys'.
Yep.
We'll put them in the bathroom for reading material. That's pretty great.
That is a bummer, though.
That is such a bummer that you married a communist.
Mm.
It probably makes it for fun, though, right? Like, it's probably fun in the marriage.
It does make it a little fun.
Yeah. Cool. Never know what you're going to get kind of thing.
Did Jesse Eisenberg say he's a communist in that speech? You guys watch that?
No, I didn't hear that.
He was talking about he won the award for whatever movie he just did. And he was like talking about his wife and stuff. And she gave him communist principles to allow him to see the world in a different way or something like that.
Oh, that's cool. See, you can have communist principles without being a communist.
He said Marxist and communist principles.
Cool.
That's fine. I think that's fine. I support it, actually.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We should read his book. See what we glean.
My principal was a communist.
You would want to read it, right?
Yeah, I'm a little thrown. Yeah. Thought it was a bit.
And, I mean, I have some copies here if you guys both want to read them.
Hey,
that's where all Audible credits are going.
Speaking of communists.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Remember last week we talked about that asteroid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one NASA's not helping us with?
Yeah. Guess what? The odds have gone up.
Oh, gosh.
What was the odds before?
It was like 2.4.
It was 1.4 to 2.3, and now it's 3.1% chance.
Cool. So by this rate,
that's week.
High.
That's a week's time. It's gone up a whole percentage.
But the year is 2032 when it's supposed to hit, right?
Yeah, we got time, guys.
Yeah. I mean, if it was 100% right now and it was 2032, I feel like that would be so much more fun. The world would be chaos, dude.
Well, it's only going to hit like one city, so.
But still, I think people would be just like, we don't know where it's going to land, though.
Yeah.
Even though Earth is mostly water.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
So that's cool, right?
Yeah. I mean, do you think, I saw somebody thinking like that when it gets close, Musk is going to try to get samples from it when it gets close.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be interesting. How do you get samples from a meteor?
Yeah, hold on. How fast does that thing move?
They've done that already.
I know, but like, how do you do it? What's the process?
They send a satellite that just goes and latches onto a meteor, gets samples, and flies back.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Send me. Send me with a little like garden shovel. Just Ziploc baggie.
In other news, this is from someone told me on Patreon. Shout out Emo Girl. I don't know her real name. She just goes by Emo Girl.
Emo Girl.
She informed me that on February 18th, an oarfish popped up on the shore of Mexico.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Another one. In Mexico?
Yeah.
It wasn't the small one, right?
No, it was like yay big.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
I saw someone, I feel like they pulled in one on a pole one.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, it was a baby one almost.
Oh, no, I saw a giant one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
There's a lot of oarfish popping up.
Doomsday fish. You see that? And same thing with the fish. The fish are acting weird. The angler fish.
Yeah, the black devil or whatever. Yes.
Do you guys watch any of those videos and a tear comes to your eye?
Dude, I explained it to Kelsey, and I was like, what am I doing? I'm getting teary-eyed from a fish right now. But it was like one of their lines was like, I just want to see the light before I die or something like that. There was one animation where it was like the angler fish was sticking its head out of the water, and he was looking at the stars, and he says, oh, that must be all my family. And I'm like, oh, no!
The one where he's like, I would have never known.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's so dumb. And also, it looked massive, but when it got up to the top, it was literally this big. They saw this close.
What? Dude,
look it up. Yeah, look up anglerfish. And it was, I'm telling you, it was like this big. They were had the camera next to it and everything. I don't know if it shrunk because it was so, because they're probably bigger when they're, and I don't know, just going towards the surface like that.
Anglerfish.
Yeah, check out the video because they're incredibly small whenever they gets to the top.
Oh my gosh, what?
Yeah, blew my mind. I surely had to have shrunk or something.
Big. Let me see.
I'm just looking at this.
Yeah, it's like 2 or 3 inches big.
What the?
No, they get bigger than that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's never been, they've never observed one out of where its normal habitat is, which is literally the trenches. It's just the darkness. So.
What's the dude who goes on Rogan? Frequently, he talks about like animals that are supposed to be extinct.
I don't know, the beard guy.
Yeah. But he gave the explanation. Him and another dude, they're hypothesizing, but they said that they think the anglerfish came up. If it eats one of those fish that has an air bladder, then they've seen not that specific fish, but other fish do that, and then the air bubble, it tries to go back down. So it only makes like a little jump into the next level to eat something. And then once it tries to go down, that fish digesting starts to release gas and it balloons inside them. And so it's doing this, but it's incapable of swimming down. So it's just like, it's like when
it's
you
very,
catch it.
Very interesting.
Somebody made a Pixar version. Yeah. That's so crying.
Sad. I know. It was actually like really sad. But it's, I mean, I don't know. I think there's something so spiritual about nature and animals and stuff like that that are beyond, like, I look at my dog Pico and I'm just like, every single day, I'm like, this is... It's just weird, man. Going out in the woods in Ocala was like, it's strange.
Did
it's
you
just
have
super
fun?
Strange. Oh, it was a blast. It's cool. So I could have been there a whole week.
You hung out with the rainbow people and you're trying to convert us or something.
Dude, you guys got to come out. They're awesome people. They're
there's
great.
Just something with nature and.
There's something about Ocala to me that is just so eerie.
Dude, I pooped at like 11 o'clock at night. I took Pico with me and because you didn't want to, you know, do it by the trail, by the water. So you have to go. I go off the beaten path in the middle of the night. It was so eerie and like just terrifying because I turn off the light for 1 second and not knowing anything around me. I'm like, there could be bears, people, who knows, man.
Please tell me you saw that TikTok of that guy who was like, I think he was British, but he was like, he's like, okay, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Or he's like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm connected to my neighbor's Bluetooth. And I'm waiting until 3 in the morning because I'm really just going to try to scare him. And he's like, I'm so tired, but this is so worth it. He's like, we're going to do it right at 3. And it hits 3. And then you could, full volume, you could hear it through the wall. It's a tiptoe through the window. And he's going, oh. He's like, that's so scary.
Scaring him. That's amazing. That's the best.
So funny. Gosh.
Dude, I brought up the death whistle just in case because I'm like, if I just go out, but I'm like, we had literally toddlers with us and like, I'm like, it would have been a nightmare for the parents, but I wanted to try it.
I just wanted to do the Sierra sounds from across the campsite. Yeah,
did you bring your gun with you?
I did. We got to shoot him off a little bit. It was
that's
fun.
What I was afraid of.
I'm gonna
going out there.
We were thinking about going out and trying to scare you.
Yeah, one of the guys had like AR-15 shotguns, and yes, it would have been
oh my gosh,
terrible.
What?
Don't stop! He keeps moving.
You guys,
it's me.
Stop!
He keeps shooting. Wait!
I show up late, and you're just dying in his arms.
No, you're gonna be okay. You're okay.
Did you at least film it?
Hold on. Let me get my phone out, Josh. One last time.
Do the intro. Do the intro.
It's brought to you and powered by
Sunday.
Say it.
So anglerfish can grow from 1 to 40 inches. 1 inch to 40 inches.
That's a big jump.
A 40-inch anglerfish.
Yeah, this says the deep-sea anglerfish can grow up to 4 feet long.
So that was a baby.
That's terrifying.
What? Yeah. Hold on. Can grow from at what point, like what's the bottom of that scale?
The deep sea angler,
they're born at 1 inch, then they hatch at 1 inch. It's a big egg.
I don't know, there's different types of angler fish. This says deep sea angler 4 feet, monkfish 35 to 60 centimeters long. Don't know what that means. Humpback anglerfish, 8 inches long. Yep.
Dude, they're scary looking. Yeah. Finding Nemo changed my whole perspective.
I know.
That was great. But also just like the creation of that animal. Like, I want to know like the evolution of it, because like some fish just adapt to darker environments or something.
Yeah, but why does like, it look like a demon, up. Dude.
I know it does.
I do not believe in evolution.
No, that's too bad. That's too bad.
Mm.
We all evolve, dude, all over time.
Have you heard that TikTok trend?
I turned into an animal.
That TikTok trend is like the... No, I can't even explain it. Let me just play it.
Please. Do you have the quarter?
It's not... I don't think it'll get flagged because someone made the song on TikTok. But it's... This is the coolest edit. Let me just send it to you guys.
Okay.
Send that over.
It gives me goosebumps every time.
Red Rover, send that TikTok right over.
Ninjas, ninjas.
Where are you sending it?
Text.
Okay.
All right. Don't click it yet. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Let there be light. And there was light.
Isn't dude, that sick?
Let's go, man. Let's do that for the whole flipping Bible, dude.
Whoa!
Got that Bible run through my veins.
Yeah.
Gets me all giddy.
Yeah, I thought that was dope.
That is sick. Dude, I'd love
also,
stuff
breaking
like that.
The words up like that, it's just like...
It's a new thing. I'm seeing it everywhere.
It's just like, he said, let there be light. And there was light. It's just like... Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
the simplicity of it, but also just like it's the most simple thing, let there be light, but it's like also in that he created a galaxy of suns and like just a universe. And like
I saw one thing where Albert Einstein was like really good friends with this priest, and Albert Einstein's equations pointed to the fact that there was like a Big Bang.
Yeah.
And supposedly he was really upset about that. He's like, I hate that. He's like, I want the universe to have existed forever. And the priest was stoked about it. And he's like, that just tells me that there was a beginning to creation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that like helped Albert Einstein like cope with the fact that his equations pointed to a beginning.
Yeah. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. I love when science just confirms everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing.
Do you want to know what science shouldn't confirm?
What?
Oh boy.
Tell me.
Apparently, there's this thing. Have you ever heard of mirror life?
No.
No. Is that when you look in the mirror and you think there's another life in there?
No. Well, there's a couple of definitions for mirror life.
Okay.
But this one is pertaining to science. And it's terrifying, and I hate it. And I didn't even know this was even a concept. But basically, it's this concept that you can... There's like a different realm out there that mirrors our realm, but pertaining to like molecules and proteins and enzymes that we can potentially make. But if you do that, if you make a bacteria or something with the enzymes, proteins, all that stuff that is mirror to what everything on Earth has, it would eliminate everything. Because your bodies can't fight it. Because I'm not a scientist. I'm not explaining
it
well.
No, you're good. I'm trying.
Basically, these scientists got together and they wrote this 300-page report urging the ban and like you're not allowed to study mirror life molecules. Because they said it would create the unstoppable bioweapon.
Oh,
it would kill humans, animals, in all plants.
So it literally just fights against your own system.
There's no way anything on Earth could fight it.
Well, that's how we end, right? That's the
but people
that's the next
people
step.
Had started to study it.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
And these a large group of scientists got together and said, "You have to ban it. Don't even look at it. Don't even touch it."
So because
it could destroy everything.
What is it? It's like naturally occurring in the world, or it's in our bodies?
They're saying that it could exist. It doesn't exist.
Okay.
But they're saying that you can potentially create it, especially with the help of quantum computer.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
For sure.
That you can figure out how to take, like, say, like, our just, I don't know, like a protein molecule. And then you would create the inverse or the opposite of that protein molecule, that if there was a bacteria or something that was created from this protein molecule, it would destroy our protein molecule.
It's like invisible.
It's, yeah, yeah, nothing can stop it.
So it's just realizing all of the weaknesses and that being their strengths. Like almost like just complete opposite.
Yeah, it's just the opposite. Yeah.
Wow. So it just reacts the complete opposite in order. Yeah. I mean, wow.
Do you have a definition for it or better?
Well, it's the I was confused on mirror because I was like, how would it destroy everything if it's just another version of the same exact thing? But I think opposite is the better.
Yeah, the inverse of it.
Yeah, the inverse. And it has to do with immunity. Like a bacteria were immune to that molecular structure, but if it were the inverse, it would still be damaging. But they're in, it'd basically be like when, you know, people colonize an area and bring a a bacteria or a virus or a disease, the indigenous people have no way to protect. So it'd be, but it'd be on a global scale, something like that.
Like plants, animals, everything, it couldn't.
Because it doesn't kill everything. Because it doesn't exist. And right. So like our bodies would not be ready for it.
Anything wouldn't be ready.
Jeez, man. That's scary.
Yeah.
And that could be plants, animals, everything. Like
everything.
Man, anything living.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
That's wild, dude.
Hate that.
Yeah, hate that.
Why does it sound like such a good thing? It sounds like an insurance company or like healthcare. Mirror Life.
Yeah, why do they do that?
Or Miralax.
That's what I think.
Miralax.
That's wild, man.
Another really creepy thing.
I should become a scientist.
I think we should just ban scientists.
Yeah. Get rid of
Lily
science.
Wants to ban
it's very communist of you.
It makes me think of in Revelation that we're studying with these women. It was talking about like even in the end times, there'll be an image of the temple. John saw the temple opened and nobody could enter it until the seven plagues were poured out by the seven angels. And then when it was done, then people could enter the temple. And we have to go back and reference all these other scriptures about like times where God was over the temple in Exodus and Moses couldn't enter. And it's like humanity is not compatible with God. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can't even be in his presence and not be affected.
Yeah.
So what if like the God particle, this mirror life thing is like us trying to be God?
Yeah, I think that's the point that people have been trying to do since Adam and Eve is to be like God.
Spooky.
And you shouldn't do that.
It just comes in different forms too.
Yeah.
Like everything in every way, like with our DNA, with just our power and money and you know, people building a tower, you know, like whatever aspect of God we can duplicate and put it on ourselves, we want to do it.
Mm. Well, there's a creepy quote that, you know, that guy that's, we saw the documentary of him, the guy that's trying to like live to like the first one to live to like 150 years.
That dude freaks me out.
He's very freaky. Yeah.
I saw him put on an ankle brace to dance on an Instagram reel. He's like showing off. He put an ankle brace on and then he was dancing. I'm like, aren't your bones like supposed to be really strong right now? Like you're afraid you're going to sprain your ankle while doing the boogie? I mean, come on.
I just want to know his name. But he said this quote. I wish I would have saved it. He said, for the longest time, people have been under this impression that we were made in God's image. He says, but I believe that we are reaching a point with our technology that we will be able to make God in our image.
Oh, gosh.
I said, you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, those are inside thoughts, bud. Yeah. Those are quiet inside thoughts.
Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson.
Yeah. I was saying Brian Williams, but I'm pretty sure that's a comedian.
Did you guys watch that documentary? How he wants to like look like his son?
No.
Dude, it's so weird. Yeah. Okay, so that...
How old is he?
40 or 50
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
But... The blood transfusion. So he took his son's blood.
What?
And put it into him.
Yeah.
And then he took his blood and put it into his dad. And so they did. It was just, it's
they just
this
do this
weird
little, like blood buddy thing.
He's literally starting to look like a vampire.
Yeah.
And it's very uncanny valley.
He doesn't go out in the sun. He refuses to go out in the sun.
Which is bad for
like,
you, right?
Yeah.
It really seems like you're a vampire, sir.
Yeah. Sir, are you really obsessed with Twilight and trying to make it a reality?
Yeah, but
he's
like
47. Dude, look how normal he used to look.
That's what we were saying.
What?
He used to look like a good looking, average looking guy.
Yeah, he's just normal. He looked normal.
He was so hot.
Not non-vampire like.
Yeah, healthy. Yeah.
He takes like over like 100 something pills a day and like.
Has he had plastic surgery or anything?
No way he hasn't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has.
Yeah, but that's like right there. I mean, I don't know. You're just becoming
like I'm eating healthy. Also, my skin is injected with Botox.
This is great just because at least somebody's doing it so we can just have a gerbil, right? Like just some type of like, okay, cool. We saw how badly this went.
It's usually guinea pig, but gerbil works, I think.
I think I've always said gerbil and now I cannot do it. I can't.
What is a gerbil?
I mean, I don't know.
A guinea pig.
Also, oh, they're the same. Where are guinea pigs and gerbils in real life?
I know, where they're in the wild.
Doubt it. Those are the old guineas, dude.
They eat them in like, was it South America? Guinea pigs,
dude. Yeah, they probably raise some for fake meat on them. Could you imagine lifting up a smoker and just seeing these little loaves of meat? What are those?
Hey, did you finish that alone?
I finished the Australia one. Yeah. We talked about that last week.
Oh, did we? Okay.
Yeah, it was so good. I started the a new one, the Saskatchewan one.
Nice.
Pretty wild. They literally the first day of the Deucey's like a huge caribou, a massive caribou, and about to pull the trigger, but they're protected because they're at risk. So it's like,
that's what made the Australia one so tough, was like everything was protected.
Yeah, there's no way I wouldn't be eating that platypus on day one. Dude. As soon as I saw it.
So that's what Josh said. He's like, dude, I turned my camera off and eat that platypus immediately.
I would say it's really too bad that they're endangered because it would really, really would help me right now, but I can't.
Tune in next time.
The next scene, you're like wearing the platypus as like a hat.
So, not really hungry. Ate some berries earlier.
Just becomes a platypus skinwalker.
Yeah, dude. A human-sized platypus would probably be the most terrifying thing in the world.
Yeah.
Blurry just had on that guy that we talked about a long time ago, that Native American Navajo park ranger guy. This is the second time he's been on, but he was just on their show again talking about skinwalker stories.
Was it bad?
So scary.
Dude, they're
so scary.
I'm very scared about
skinwalkers. But you know what scared me the most was our neighbor boys always trying to convince me there was a skinwalker at our house. That's what was scaring me, is they were like telling me about
it. Also, they're young boys. How do they know about skinwalkers?
Well, guess what?
I think their mom would talk to them about it.
New information, the Navajo guy, who is a believer, he's a Christian.
No.
But he's seen skinwalkers. He's actually said he's confronted them.
Don't say that.
What do you do again? What's the rule?
If you say, I know who you are.
You name them?
They die in 3 days.
Well, that sounds like what we're told to do as believers against demons, right? Like,
I guess.
I know you, and Christ is bigger than you.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yes.
Right? I'm thinking about that song by the Oh Dear Hellos or whatever that song is.
Oh, the Oh Dear Hellos.
Continue. Sorry.
But apparently, there's skinwalkers that can become birds. And he said owls.
Oh, gosh.
I said, I knew
it. I knew it. I know who you are. Couldn't hang around my house.
I knew there's something weird about owls.
So, like, okay, what are biblical instances of, like, people changing animals?
Wait, hold on. Our Jordy and James would always say about skinwalkers around our house.
Yeah.
But do you remember they came to the door?
About the owl.
And they said, look at the owl. And the owl was standing on our fence looking at Lily like this.
No, he said it was in our yard. It was sitting in the yard, right?
Yeah.
Like that. Oh my God.
That has to be the worst omen.
I know. That was a hard season in our house.
Just go to all of our neighbors. I know who you are.
Jim, your neighbor. Nice to meet you. Dude, that would be so scary. I mean, if we're taking a literal snake in the Garden of Eden, is that not a form of a demonic skinwalker?
Yeah. I think it was a seraphim, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Seraphims, I mean, seraphim comes from the word serpent. Like, it's like interchangeable kind of thing.
But isn't a seraphim a heavenly creature?
Mm-hmm.
But though, so they might have fallen also, you're suggesting.
Yeah.
I think you've suggested that before on the show.
Probably.
You know how many conversations we have in our household where it's like, what about if, and he's like, you know, we talked about that in depth.
I know, but we've done it so much. We're just going to recycle the old stuff and be like.
That was the funniest conversation. Her having a conversation with herself and you affirming it. I think this happened.
Mm-hmm. That's like every conversation we have.
Skinwalkers are scary, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, go listen to it. What is the episode? It's also Haunted Cosmos did a podcast on Lake Baikal. Really?
Is that the one in Canada?
Russia.
Okay.
With the alien things.
Oh, There's a few lakes out there that are spooky.
And it's very good. And I got many details of the story wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, they do such a good job.
We recorded around the same time, I think, right? We
didn't
know, yeah.
Oh, where is it?
Lake Baikal. It's so hot right now. That's what everybody's talking about.
Apparently, it's the largest freshwater lake on Earth, and it's the size of Belgium.
Belgium? The country?
The country.
Yeah. Russia's huge.
So it's the deepest and biggest freshwater lake?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
They said it's some of the clearest water. It's actually the clearest water on Earth.
Don't
love
it.
They said if you're on the if you're on the surface, you can see down 130 feet.
Oh my goodness, dude.
Yeah.
I want to go so bad.
It's episode 303 in Blurry Creatures.
Can
the Paranormal Ranger with John Dover.
Oh.
John Dover. John Deere Rover.
Nice.
John Denver.
Take me Skinwalker.
Okay, people, can Americans just go to Russia right now or no?
I think so. I don't know.
Why do you want to know?
Yeah, why do you want to know?
Yeah, whoa.
I was curious how that stuff works.
You have stuff, you have stuff and works to do over there? What is the way
to do it?
Golly, dude.
Cut to the end.
All right, Josh, your line is SundayCool.com, the softest apparel on the planet. Go. Action.
SundayCool.com.
Okay, cut. One sec. All right, so your motivation, it's a great company. They produce T-shirts, apparel, stickers, hats, everything. There needs to be a lot of energy with it. So SundayCool.com, get all your fresh custom apparel at SundayCool.com for your business, church, or any organization. Go. Action.
SundayCool.com, get all your fresh apparel, water base. We have a 72-hour turnaround.
Okay, cut. You say 72-hour turnaround, like that's a thing that everyone has. This is very specific to Sunday Cool. No one else does this. This is we produce incredible products at 72-hour. That's what we're going for, right? So a lot of energy. Let's get a little energy in the voice because it sounds like very monotone. So let's have a lot of energy, maybe an accent if you want.
SundayCool.com. What I love about this company is that they produce T-shirts.
Your eyes are closed. Let's take it from the top one more time. One more time. This is it. One more time. Action.
SundayCool.com, baby!
That was beautiful.
I get the line?
That was beautiful. Not only did you get the line, you got an Oscar. Bring it in!
Took me back to that 8 a.m. early service at the Southern Baptist Church.
Take me back to the 8 a.m. service at church where the singing is good and preaching.
Hey, mama, won't you please take me home? Oh, yeah.
Question going, Lily, where the questions are fresh out of my...
Hold on, everybody. Okay.
I just sent one to the Instagram chat, by the way.
To the club.
Which is really funny.
I don't have Instagram right now.
Of course, you have TikTok, but not Instagram.
I just downloaded TikTok an hour ago.
That's why I've been sending you messages on Instagram for like a week now, and you haven't responded to any of them. I'm like, dang, this is rude.
You knew I didn't have it.
I didn't think you had. I thought you still had TikTok or Instagram.
Nope. Gone.
Nope.
So I need to screen record mine.
Okay. I can download it again real quick. All right. When you want it to be colder.
Go, keep going.
Never mind.
Do it. Go.
You have to.
No, you listen for a second. You guys are making so much fun of me.
It's the way you present it. When you want it to be colder.
No, I know, but you don't like the questions I ask anymore.
They used to be like really deep. Like you'd have to think.
I've run out.
You don't
of
know
those.
The question though.
Okay, yeah.
So you're right.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot. You're right.
Thinking question.
Let's go. Let's go.
When you want it to be colder.
Okay.
Do you turn the air conditioner up or down?
That's a good debate question.
Yeah.
Turn it down.
When you want it to be colder, you turn the thermostat down.
Yeah, like can you say
no, when you say to your wife, can you turn the air down?
Me and Kelsey still, after 12 years of marriage, do not understand how a thermostat works. at all. So this is like, I would say down. Yeah, yeah. Down.
Hey, can you turn the air down? It's hot.
I intentionally use the word temp or temperature just for clarity every time.
Wow.
I just say, hey, turn it down.
How many grains of sand do you need to make a pile?
Well, how big is a pile?
That's the question. That's
a, pile
the question.
To a pile to an ant? A pile to a Nephilim?
I'm asking amount. You.
For me, I would at least need 10,000. Look up 10,000 grains of sand. It's going to be at least a pile. That's a good pile, I think. 10,000?
Did you just come up with that?
That's another one.
Oh.
No. Why do you just cancel my segment? Oh, my gosh.
Did you see the one I sent on Instagram was if you had to invite some one person to hang out with them for a day, and as soon as they start bullying you, you get $1 million. Who are you inviting?
My husband.
I feel like that was like, what was the softball one for you? I would probably say Josh or my buddy Alex. I don't think it doesn't take long.
You and Alex, you go back and forth so well.
Oh, it's
how's he great. Doing?
Good. He's actually coming down the first week of March, right after Zola's birthday. So we're going to be able to hang out a little bit. It'd be cool.
I would say Lily.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Andrew?
Someone in this room, that's for sure.
He just shows up to work. Yeah. I don't have to plan. It's just anyone at work.
All right, I quit. I'm a millionaire.
You said within the first hour?
I think it was just... yeah, I can't remember what it exactly said, but I think it was just the day. So, I mean, I think it's kind of a crazy question. But it's, yeah, so you get to choose one person to hang out with for you for the entire day. If they start to bully you, you win $10 million, is what it said. So, be rich.
Is that like a normal easy. Experience for the average person is to go an entire day without being bullied?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure. I can't imagine Kelsey gets bullied throughout the regular day. I think her friends are usually pretty nice to her. So
I'm
I don't
friends with her.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But I'm are you bullying my wife? Is that what you're saying?
Should we change bullying to like being like mean bullying though? To where it's not funny?
Ooh.
Oh,
still,
gosh.
Still someone in this room.
Yeah.
Laugh at that, please.
No, because I want that to be the bullying aspect of it. Yeah. Good questions, Lil. Great question.
Stop it.
I said great questions.
You don't mean it.
You don't know if I don't mean. You don't know. I do mean it.
I was just thinking of everyone that's hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Just go back to third grade. Who was the meanest person to you when you were a kid? Do you have like one friend that was like truly mean?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Me either. Me either, dude. Me either.
I remember there was a boy on the playground who... And it's sad to think back because it's like this kid, you're like, that kid is so mean. But probably something was happening to him at home, obviously.
Yeah.
Because we were like in the second grade. Kids aren't just naturally mean, but they are disrespectful.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was going around the whole school telling people that Santa isn't real, which can you believe?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's biggest lie I've ever heard.
Not with the presents show up.
And I said, I'm going to arm wrestle you right now. And if I win, you have to stop saying that. And I won.
You won? Nice.
Yep.
All right,
the truth will win.
Always. Santa Claus.
The truth wins out. Is that what they say?
The truth prevails.
Santa in his Christmas spirit was invisible. He was holding your hand. He was pushing it down. Thank you, Santa.
Have we checked on this dude?
Yeah, we should, though.
I got beat up when I was 12. Outside of my middle school one time by a senior in high school and his buddies.
Andy.
No.
To this day, I still have I have resentment toward that guy. Oh. I'm like, you were a senior in high school.
Friends
hold me down and everything. It was wild.
Andy.
Dude. And we both had the same punishment. I'm like, this is crazy.
You were
this
punished?
Yeah, because I beat up one of his friends who was also in eighth grade the week before. And so he was friends.
Did you start it?
I mean, I was dating a girl. He was the one she cheated on him with, right?
Oh, you beat
and
him
so
up.
And so I went to the high school basketball game. We just went outside. I beat him up. It was a normal, fair fight.
Have you punched someone before like this? You punched somebody like that?
I punched someone like this, yeah. That's exactly how I punched. And then the next week, we're at a basketball game, at a middle school basketball game, and his group comes over, and he's standing there. The guy beat up is standing over in the corner, and then these seniors literally come over and just pummel me, dude.
Dude, what 80s movie did you grow up in?
I know. It's just like, but I'm like, I even to this day, I'm like,
I was 12 years old.
That sounded like you deserved it, though.
Probably, but golly, dude.
That's crazy. I've never punched somebody like this in my life.
I would hope not.
How else have you punched other people? Just that one? That's the only way you haven't done it? You've never punched anybody ever?
I have dreams where I go to punch somebody and my hand does this. Or
like... It hits you in the face. Yeah. Like a cartoon.
I can't ever make contact.
Yeah.
Hey, no. Andrew, hit us with that beat.
What beat?
Oh! Hey! Oh! Andrew got a rip! Andrew got a rip! Ooh! Da, 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 yeah! Yeah!
Us right now.
Right now.
Right now. You gotta stop the song.
Right now.
It's gonna keep it going. Okay. Okay.
Going on too long. Gotta cut the song. Going on too long.
I was trying to get the video sent. I was like, I'm just gonna let it go until it sends. It is on Insta.
Insta.
I don't know if we've shown this clip to each other, but this looks like a DJI drone, and it looks like it's been equipped with some sort of like military adaptation, and it's just potential damage caused by, like, we've seen how fast even like a civilian drone can move in on something. This is crazy.
Sweet.
You ready, Lil?
No, I'm downloading Instagram.
Oh boy.
You did it. 75% of the way.
Here, okay. I have a really terrible screen recording where I got ADD and forgot I was screen recording. I can just...
No, that. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm there.
Oh, shoot. What's my password?
Look at all these notifications I've got.
Rub it in.
Let's go.
Look at all these people messaging me and missing me.
I clicked it.
You clicked?
Are you watching it?
Wait. You said let's go.
We're saying let's go as in, hey, get to the message.
Click him when you're ready.
Golly. All right. 3, 2, 1, go. There's no audio.
Maybe turn up your volume.
Whoa. So it just blows up?
Oh, the volume is off on that, Andrew.
Oh my goodness, dude. So it's flying in at hundreds of miles an hour and just blows up?
Yeah.
Dang. Dude.
But look, it's got...
That
it's
is
like,
scary.
It's loaded with some sort of like... You know, kind of, I don't want to say the things and get this section flagged, but it's got debris that looks intentional, like it's shooting it downward.
Like shrapnel or something?
Yeah.
Is that what you didn't want to say?
I was going to say pipe.
Pipe bomb?
There it is. isn't that insane, though?
That is terrifying.
Doesn't that look like a DJI?
Ooh.
How it goes in so fast, too.
Yeah, that's just the shot, like the shot from the sky, dude. That is... So scary, because you just put coordinates in and it immediately goes straight to those coordinates. Dude, I'm just going to have one of those just as soon as I walk outside one day.
That's what I'm saying with the network of satellites. They know exactly where you are. It's impossible to get off grid.
That's the fear of
Starlink.
The weaponizing AI that they just said that you're allowed to do that now.
I think that's a manipulation. Or like a trick saying like weaponizing AI. AI flat out is a tool that can be used as a weapon already.
Yeah, like, but there are a lot of people, they've taken it off to where they still have humans controlling the actual kill switch, because it's like there has to be human interaction that goes, or human decision that goes into killing or taking a life.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, they want to get rid of that, so it's just AI is the one.
No.
That's the decision maker.
No.
Psycho.
No, that's bad.
Wait, Josh, you're for this? This is crazy, dude. Quit talking like you're pro.
Guys,
this.
Think about it.
Think of all the things that we could do with this.
We could take a nap.
Someone comes over here. Someone tries to go knock on your door while your baby's sleeping.
Oh my gosh. Andy, you're so violent.
I'm just saying, this is a possibility. This is what people would do.
You know, it's also scary about futuristic stuff.
What?
There's a company that started, they're called, I'll just read the thing. a startup company called Prophetic is developing the Halo. It's a headband designed to induce lucid dreaming using focused ultrasound signals. The company claims that within these dreams, people could practice skills solving problems, or even work while asleep.
Why can't we just rest? Why can no one just rest?
Listen, for real, think about the ROI on this. Think about all the numbers you could be pushing while you're sleeping.
Josh,
you could be editing.
Gosh. Is that tied to running ads? Have you seen that adaptation of some sort of dream altering? They want to run ads in people's sleep.
I literally talked about this. Was that you?
Yeah.
When we did the communication and dreams, yeah. I'm like, this is 100% what's going to happen.
Yeah, very Black Mirror.
You sign up for a subscription. You get free lucid dreaming, unlimited for a month, but you have ads. And you can pay a little more for Lucid Dream Plus.
Dude.
That's 100% where we're headed. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, people are going to be thinking, oh, I'm just wasting so much time that I could be entertaining myself. I mean, will you wake up more mentally tired, though?
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, when I have a heavy night of dreaming, like I've had for the past two nights, I wake up, like, exhausted.
Yeah, I can't imagine that doesn't just take any, like, some, like, that takes brain fuel. That takes mental energy.
Dude, exactly. I had a nightmare two nights ago that I was abducted by an alien, and it seemed so real, and I woke up thinking, did I actually get abducted?
Oh, yeah, because you never
know. You've had a few recently. I'm wondering if they're visiting. And Frank keeps barking in the middle of the night.
Dang it.
Man, I'm getting abducted.
Man.
This is such a bummer.
I mean, it's so real.
Yeah.
So real. And I wake up just drenched in sweat.
What kind of alien?
Gray.
Gray?
Yeah. I always see it. It's like in the corner.
Oh, it's like the room? You see it in the room?
Yeah.
You're in the room that you're sleeping in?
Yes.
That is very scary.
I know.
That's why I'm terrified.
Oh my gosh. You're getting abducted.
Willie's convinced. She's already on board.
We should set up a camera and they're like paranormal activity.
Wow. You just see me.
Oh my god!
Just talking like you're just in the corner going beep boop boop boop, having a full conversation with this alien.
Just going.
Just having a whole disco party.
Sounds fun.
Okay,
Josh,
so
why are your pants off? Come on, dude.
So you're on the team for this lucid dreaming ad company, the marketing team.
I'm on team. Okay.
No, I'm giving you a scenario.
Got it. We're on the team.
What's a creative meeting about the name of this company?
Oh, like a actual name.
For the ad agency?
Yes, for the Lucid Dreaming ad agency.
Ooh, that could be Dreamin' Me? No, that's a bad one.
That's all right. It's creative.
Dreamin' And Me.
Dreamin' And Me.
You could do Insert a Dream. It sounds like a medication. Insert a Dream. No. Mm. I'm just trying to spitball, guys. I'm just trying to.
There are no bad ideas.
No bad ideas.
No bad ideas.
Poop ads.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
For those that are on the fence about lucid dreaming, it's just telling you now, it's real bad.
Get off the fence.
Yeah.
Get off on the right side of the fence.
Yeah. It's not good.
No, because to me, like, it literally sounds cool. Like somebody, of like course. On paper, it just sounds awesome. Like you could control your dreams. You could do whatever you want. You can have fun. Like you could, heck, even work. We can create all types of ideas, but. In reality, it's like that's just not how humans are supposed to function.
No.
And it's one of those other things where we're trying to be God. We're trying to be.
Because I think it's a real place you go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt it. Like ayahuasca kind of stuff. Like it's that different realm.
Well, another thing, too, these scientists, you know, they did that test a while ago to where two people that were asleep were able to communicate in their dreams. Now, scientists have been able to communicate while not sleeping to someone that is sleeping in their dreams. And vice versa.
Oh, my gosh.
So the person dreaming can communicate to the scientist.
Isn't this Earth so much more cosmic and like a fantasy novel than we've ever been told in our cinder block classrooms?
Yeah, this is what we were.
It's
this
terrifying.
This is the move. This we're in the era now. From here on out, we're in the movies that we watch as kids.
I know.
Like we are legit. Like how we saw Back to the Future in 2015.
Yeah.
Like this is. It's 100% happening now.
No bueno.
Yeah.
So are they going to, they're going to get to the point where they can do that to people who are sleeping who don't have maybe even a equipment on them because they all have equipment on them right now. But what if they get to the point where someone can access, oh, we know these people are sleeping in these apartment buildings, sending signals, subconscious signals while they're sleeping.
What if they put in our devices to where it can send out
like
a signal?
Pulses. Well, I just
new MK Ultra.
What is the fraction of our brain that we're able to use at one time?
I don't know.
They say 10% or something.
You can only access like
10%. But I don't think that's technically true.
But don't you think you can also, like, there are just parts of our brains that we haven't exercised, and it's like we're fully capable of these kinds of things.
Yeah, we've talked about that too on this podcast.
I know.
That was Scarlett Johansson.
That was a crazy.
From Lucy.
I kind of like that move, the concept of it.
Oh, it's great. It's kind of like Limitless.
Yeah, Limitless.
Yeah.
Except she turns into like a blob robot at the end.
Yeah.
That was wild.
It's wild. I don't think Scarlett Johansson's that great.
Oh, hot take.
At acting. I don't think she's that great. I think she's fine. I don't think she's anywhere where
we're
she...
sorry, Scarlett. I know we know you're listening. I think you're amazing.
She keeps hitting me up in my DMs, and I said, listen, I am married. And so are you. And so, like, I don't know what to understand. It's just chill. Weird. Yeah, it's just stop.
Okay. Do you want to hear about a incident involving a satellite from the 1970s or an incident in Italy in the 1950s?
Ooh, what's the genre of the Italy one?
Aliens.
Are they both aliens?
Could be.
Let's do the satellite one.
All right.
I was researching the Black Knight satellite again.
Dang it.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Is that what you're
that
talking about right
scary.
Now?
Scary.
No. Oh.
If you want to do the Italy one, do the Italy one.
No, I'm joking.
Dang it.
So I'm going to say both of them.
This sucks.
We'll see. Have you ever heard of the Vela incident in 1979?
I have not.
No.
I have not heard of it either until I saw it.
Until you heard of it.
Until I heard of it. So on September 22nd, 1979, the U.S. Vela satellite detected a distinctive double flash of light in the South Atlantic Ocean. So this satellite was designed in the 50s. To detect nuclear bombs on Earth, and it had gotten over 41 correct. Like, it had found 41 nuclear bombs going off on the Earth. But in 1979, during, I think it was a typhoon or a hurricane in the South Atlantic Ocean, it detected a double flash, which is the signature for a nuclear bomb explosion. And to this day, the stuff is redacted, classified. No one knows what happened
with this specific one.
Yeah, it was in this range in the South Atlantic Ocean that was 3,000 mile range.
Okay,
so it was somewhere in there. But Jimmy Carter, who was the president at the time, he and many others, including like NATO, all this stuff, their suspicions were that it was Israel formed a secretive nuclear division. And they tested it alongside with South Africa during the hurricane for it to go undetected. But there's all this investigation, and it's like, oh no, the satellite, it was just flawed.
Yeah,
it never made a mistake, the satellite. And
it seems like it was always accurate as well.
Yeah, and they like went to the area, and they're like, yeah, we're not picking up any radiation or whatever. But after, there was tons of stuff popping up to where it's like there was a nuke that went off. Mm-hmm. So it was, let me read the, where is it?
In the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting to a crazy part.
Who owns the ocean?
God.
Who's asking?
Okay, so radioactive evidence cover up. Later reports from Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico found the ionospheric disturbance consistent with a nuclear blast. And then sheep in Australia showed traces of iodine-131, a byproduct of a nuclear fission, but the evidence was largely dismissed by U.S. authorities.
So it was in the air so much that it literally...
So they tracked the wind patterns and stuff.
Oh, that's so scary. Are we breathing in radioactive chemicals right
now? Yeah, and you can't deny that.
But
Jimmy
Carter wrote in his diary, I think it's Israel.
Oh, gosh.
But at this time, there was a peace negotiation between Israel and Egypt. And so the theory is that it was just blacklisted. We're not talking about it because that would have ruined the treaty.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the craziest thing that popped up within this 3,000-mile radius, guess what's in this 3,000-mile radius?
Ooh.
Godzilla.
We know about it?
Yes.
Bermuda Triangle?
No.
The Blob?
The Blob.
Bouvet Island.
No way.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of people were thinking that it happened on Bouvet Island. the same place there. Where that blob from, where it looked like it's coming from Antarctica, but then if you zoom in, it's actually coming from Bouvet Island.
Dude, while you were telling the story, it was like, oh, it just glitched. I was like, we've heard that before. And it was the anomaly coming off of
Bouvet
Island.
It was an anomaly with the thing.
Yep, with the tsunami or wave height.
Yeah.
So was it a nuke or was it some kind of radioactive monster coming from the island?
Well, today, one of the theories is that it was like alien technology.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's a reason why it was blacklisted and we're not talking about it anymore. Because Jimmy Carter is also the one that with the...
The crying.
The crying with the alien stuff, you know?
What's he up to now?
I bet news.
Annie.
He's not president anymore?
No.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
But yeah, so the CIA actually has documentation and they said they believe there's a 91% chance that it was a nuclear blast. But it's still, we're not talking about it anymore. It was nothing. Forget it. Let's move on.
Yeah, because 9% it wasn't. So yeah, we can move on.
Yeah, 9% it was something else.
Yeah.
But the fact that Israel teamed up with South Africa also did not have a nuclear division. But it came out, I think, in the 80s or 90s. Like, they basically got caught because they were making nuclear bombs.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But then they're like, yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. And so they had to dismantle all their nuclear bombs.
Bummer.
Yeah. Which makes me think, like, I wonder if Israel has an arsenal.
I mean, they're one of the oldest communities out there, right?
And they're one of the most equipped and usually under fire. Like,
but technically, they're not allowed to have any, I believe. At least from what I read, they're not allowed to have any.
If you were a nation, wouldn't you be like, just make one quick and go hide?
I mean, yeah, you would have to, right? I mean, like, I don't think anybody would.
Well, that was one thing with why we went to war in Iraq is because of weapons of mass destruction, which they never found.
Yeah, but we can have them, but nobody else can.
Basically.
Yeah. Because we're responsible.
Yes, we are. We haven't dropped one in, I don't know, 50, 60 years? Come on.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Come on, guys.
It's almost closer to 100 years, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, yeah, I thought that was a crazy story. I've never heard of that.
That is so wild. Crazy.
Bouvet Island is so mysterious.
For real, though. Can you find the names of the people who were involved in it?
Like what?
Like Israel and South Africa?
The names of the people? I don't know.
In the project? I'm just
probably not, because they're saying, oh, no,
it
wasn't
redacted.
Them.
It's redacted. Turns out that they're it's like Elon's dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Musk.
That was the rabbit trail I was trying to dive into. I couldn't find anything.
That's not his real name, though, right?
Oh, I forgot to mention one thing.
I don't know.
I thought they said it's not his real name. He made that name up.
Pick a better name, dude.
A big piece of evidence that came out, though, was this general or someone that was in the military for the Soviet Union at the time basically was spying or something, like came to the United States and basically said, yes, that was Israel and South Africa that did the nuclear bomb, and it was called Operation Phoenix. And he listed out all the facts, all the people that were involved with it.
And who was this? Who?
Just some soldier from the Soviet Union. And they're like, yeah, and they're like, no, that's not true. Just forget about it.
He's dead now, huh?
No, he lives on a farm.
Mm.
Yeah.
White picket fence?
Yeah.
With they said, Josh's fine.
They
golden
said
retriever.
They were so appreciative of him that they sent him to a farm. To live the rest of his days
Josh,
out there.
Josh, that's not what they mean by farm.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's a different thing, man.
No, I mean, it sounds a lot like the farm my dog was sent to when I was little.
And one day you're going to visit that farm, too.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
That'd be so cool. Where and when? Show me where.
Where? Yeah. So that's
That's so scary.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, there's got to be something. There's got to be stuff out there. I mean, world is mostly water. The government's got to be doing stuff outside of our land that we could. I mean, like, because who would ever argue it? Who could ever just say, you guys did something other? No, we didn't. What are you talking about? You could prove it. It's like, well, no, I can't now.
Our government is, they literally are the best in the world at gaslighting.
They're for real.
Yeah, for real.
You think we're good at it, guys? You think we're good at gaslighting?
You know, how funny is that? They want us to stop gaslighting. But we're on their side.
Yeah.
How about you turn that anger towards the government?
Yeah.
Yeah, and rise up.
Rise
and revolt, revolution.
Wait.
My bad. Sorry, my bad. I'm just going to help myself. Very scary stuff.
Yeah.
That is scary.
Okay, I need to tell you the Italy one, because there's one connection in it that I thought was So there's this thing. It's called the Friendship Case. Have you ever heard of this?
No. Mm-mm.
I watched a documentary yesterday on it, very short one. And it's very hard to believe, but also it's very weird. So basically happened in 1956. There is these Italian men, and there's this one that apparently found this map of this castle that was close to them. It was like this really old map, pulled it out, and they're all looking at it like, let's go check, like, there's like some markings on it, let's go check it out. They got there late at night, and these two, they said they looked like humans, but they weren't. Walked out, one of them was 10 feet tall, and the other one was 3 feet tall.
Whoa. Stooges.
They were aliens. And basically, they had some name for themselves, but they went by W56. And you're just like, okay, this is weird. But apparently they started this friendship with these group of Italian men. And there's this story so weird and bizarre, really hard to believe because it just, it gets really weird. But apparently these W56 alien people, they have these underground bases. They said they've been here for centuries. Like they said, like before any of these places had people in them.
Yeah.
But they have these underground bunkers or like rooms or giant whatever. We'll just call them bunkers where they stay. And they said they even have bases in the ocean. And their whole purpose of being on Earth is to save humanity from themselves, especially regarding nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
And they said that the story goes on. It's like really weird. But apparently there's 100 witnesses to these people. And there's photo evidence and video evidence of them showing them their flying saucers. There's audio recordings. Like, and I looked at them, I'm just like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But like, it looked like a 1950s UFO, to be honest.
Really?
But when they run the, what do you call it, to see if it's fake or not, the photos, mm-hmm. They all come back that they were real. It wasn't like a scale or anything.
Yeah, genuine.
Yeah. Yeah, genuine. And but they said that their craft and stuff, they work. This is where it starts getting like, okay, this sounds all made up. But they said the only way that their technology works is if there is friendship and love.
What?
So like if we're not experiencing love within humanity or friendship or compassion, they said our technology doesn't work.
That's really cute.
It's like
that's why it's called the Friendship Case.
It's like Santa's sleigh.
I was about to say, this makes Santa, you know.
Yeah. But they said that there's another group of aliens that have been here since they've been here, and they are called the CTR. And they said the CTR are basically their enemies, and they're the opposite of W56. And it says, where is it? The CTR described as materialistic and strictly scientific, lacking the ethical and moral considerations of that the W56 uphold. Their approach is more cold and calculated, focusing on technological advancement without integration of love and spirituality. And then it says appearance. This is where I'm like, well, there might be something to this, yeah. Right? So it says appearance. Witnesses have depicted the CTR as human-like, often bald, and sometimes seen driving dark Mercedes limousines in Italy, reminiscent of the Men in Black phenomena reported elsewhere.
Strange. Just like that surveillance footage that we've looked at.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Very interesting.
What year?
So this is another thing. The encounters happened for over 50 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All in the same area?
Yeah, all in the same area, wow. In Italy. But there's over 100 witnesses, very credible people, too. There is, let's see.
Dude, if these aliens talked with an Italian accent.
A man named Stefano Brescia, he was an Italian engineer at a university. Bruno, we're just going to call him Bruno. We don't talk about him.
Yeah, let's
go. But he was a psychologist and a theologian. And Alberto Perego, an Italian diplomat who reported witnesses and chronicled various aspects and encounters, including photographs and personal testimonies. So these are three examples of men that were respectable and had educated backgrounds and stuff, talking about meeting this W56
That's crazy. People.
Yeah. And there's another crazy part.
I don't believe it unless the alien introduces itself as something along the lines of blee boop bop boop.
I know. It
would
I agree.
Blee blah blah boop. That's what it would sound like.
The spicy meatball.
But they had these stories of like them communicating with them telepathically, being able to teleport things, being able to use frequencies to go into their TV and radios and communicate with them that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the purpose. Let's see. Oh yeah. They said, or the friends, the W56 aliens or whatever, said they were here as precursors of the spiritual world. That's what they said that they were.
Terrifying.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know. But one of these guys that interacted with them, apparently they talked about how they've been here for so long, right?
Yeah.
This W56 or whatever friend alien thing handed this one guy a letter that was from 1761. And I'm just going to read it because it's pretty wild.
Go for it.
All right. It's from the... do you know who Voltaire is?
Yeah.
Heard of it.
Yeah, the French... what do you call him?
Poet, philosopher.
Philosopher, yeah. So this is from Voltaire.
Okay.
And just let me read it.
What year?
1761.
Okay.
6th of June, 1761. I am answering your letter of April... Lord, in which the appalling revelations make the old man that I have become the confidant to your most terrible secrets, the day of his death. Thank you, Germain.
Saint-Germain.
Your long road through time will be illuminated by my friendship for you. Even at the time of your revelations about the middle of the 20th century, because of time, the talking pictures will not be able to be stored in memory. May your wonderful flying machines bring you back to me. Farewell, my friend Voltaire, gentleman of the king.
What?
That's
what
wild.
About moving pictures, what's that about?
Like videos.
TikTok.
Harry Potter.
Or that Cynodome thing you were talking about. The
cryosphere, yeah. Or whatever it's called.
Oh
but,
my
But so
gosh,
that's a letter
weird.
From Voltaire to supposedly the Count of Saint-Germain.
Maybe.
No,
they,
that's
they
I mean,
say
that's,
it is from there to that person.
Yeah, he talks about him being on this earth for a long time. Talked about the revelations of Saint-Germain telling him about what's going to happen in the middle of the 20th century.
Oh my gosh.
That's where we're at.
Andy, I don't know if you know this, but this is where we're at.
Oh
no!
I thought we were the 21st.
But then it says, may your wonderful flying machines bring you back to me.
What does this mean?
I don't know.
And that's before even like the USA was founded. 17, like 60 something. That's great. Like that's such a long time ago.
Yeah.
Golly, man.
Yeah.
What's going on?
The Count of Saint-Germain.
The Count of Saint-Germain strikes again.
He lives to tell the tales.
If people that are listening don't remember, or I haven't heard. We did do a full story thing on the Count of Saint-Germain. I forget which episode it
yeah,
is. But
you just type it in because we have a clip on it too. So we just list the story on YouTube.
Fascinating story.
Really crazy. That one's like, because it's such a mystery of who this guy is.
Yeah.
So weird, man.
But apparently Voltaire was friends with him.
I have something related to close to Italy. You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've heard about this. This is something really short, but I couldn't remember us talking about it. But have you guys ever heard of Doggerland?
No.
No.
Doggerland.
Dude, this is crazy. Okay, so you know how Europe is an island. The United Kingdom is an island, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a time where the North Sea, all that was land.
What are you talking about?
And it wasn't found until recently. Like less than 100 years ago, some ship people were just going through and had their nets down. And they pull up and it's this like harpoon type of thing.
Oh.
And it's like a metal. And so they're like, what in the world? And so they dig down deep. Guess what? A whole land that could literally, I sent you a picture on our text. All that green is literally where all that land was. It connected everything from Whoa. Denmark to France, everywhere, all the way around Ireland. And it wasn't until all the, apparently it's called something called the something slide. And there was this huge tsunami, 60-foot wave. That came from all the glaciers melting. So much water came in and
it's
literally
like the Younger
covered.
Dryas.
Do what?
Like the Younger Dryas. Like that's what they say. It's like the icebergs like flooded everything.
Yeah. And so they call it something slide. And dude, it was absolutely massive, but it just existed there. It was lush forest, woolly mammoths and everything. And they're still discovering more and more. And they know nothing about it.
Well, this would make sense because remember we were talking about Stonehenge and the guy that was from the Swiss Alps?
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
how did he
cross the channel?
Yeah, and that's it.
I mean, if there was land there, then he would have easily been able to cross it.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That's wild.
And the fact that we don't know about that, that's nuts. It's literally, they call it Europe's Atlantis.
Welcome to Doggerland.
It's a really cool name.
Doggerland.
I think the timeline's interesting, too, because if we believe in, like, if you want to hold to young Earth, like you can, with like an implied history in the creation of the world, I mean, that makes sense, too, that all of this would be like underneath
before, pre-flood
or pre-flood, possibly pre-creation, if you think that histories were implied in creation.
That's wild.
Isn't that fun?
Scotland used to be an ice sheet.
Oh yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
That's fascinating.
So crazy. You I thought that was that. So fun. I'm like, they had to have heard about this, but yeah, I mean, like going, it was surrounded Ireland and everything.
You know what sounds spooky?
Huh?
Norwegian trench.
Yeah, the Norwegian trench.
Dude, think about all the Viking ships that are at the bottom of it.
That's the thing. I just want to be able to peek. Do you think we're gonna like get peeks into like we'll be able to visualize past events, history events? Probably not.
So. I think
especially if they're violent though. I mean, you don't. But I don't know. But in heaven, dude, like if we're able to like literally go back and like, how cool would it be if God was like, I'm gonna let you just stand in the middle of like that's what I was thinking when I was in Ocala National Forest. I'm like, people lived out here.
Yeah,
this was their life, and they. And it's just like, that would be such a wild time to see while it was thriving.
What if there's like movie theaters in heaven to where like you can choose what you want to see?
Dude, I can't go to the 2 o'clock. I can't watch the Great Wall of China being built right now. I'm going to see Pearl Harbor right now. What? Why would you go see that?
The China Wall.
It's gonna be the
Great China Wall.
It's gonna feel so uncomfortable. No more shedding of tears, and we're like all this stuff is playing back. We're watching it, and everyone's just like happy. Like,
wow, that's crazy. Oh wow.
I didn't know heads could come off like that.
It would just be cool to see, because I feel like when we were reading Imagine Heaven, you do see glimpses of that where you do get that kind of knowledge.
Yeah.
But then it's all in context and it makes sense, you know, because you think about these events in time where they're just like so difficult to rationalize, but being able to see it justified by God after the fact when we're with him, like how crazy is that going to be?
Wild. Absolutely wild.
That would be really cool if we were able to see all that stuff. But I mean, regardless, it's gonna be
dope no matter what. That's a cool thing.
We probably won't even care. Yeah, truly,
dude. I remember there was this time where we were at like a big conference and this preacher was going on all about heaven. It was like 30 minutes of how great heaven is gonna be, and he just at the end he really started building it up. He's like, all no tears, no pain, no anything. You just see your family, your friends, Moses, like all these things, and he's just building it up, and everyone's just so excited. And he says, and let me ask you this. Have you even thought about Jesus at this point?
Oh, man.
Wow.
You know, like, dang, man. It's like, that should be enough.
I did.
Yes. Actually, that's all I was thinking about. And I was wondering why you didn't mention him. But like, golly, that makes me sad a little bit.
Doggerland.
Doggerland, dude.
Hey, speaking of Doggerland.
Yeah, dude.
Andrew has a Skinwalker story. Do it. Boom.
We're a little late. You want to do it still?
Heck yeah. We got all the time in the world.
All the time in the world. All right. Here we go. So this is, I'm not going to say the guy's name because I didn't ask his permission to tell the story on the podcast.
Make up a name.
Peter Pettigrew.
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 My buddy Derek. We'll just go with Derek. Rolling with Derek.
It's his actual name.
I'm a little scared.
He gets so scared. Okay, a name. Derek. Dang it.
You'll never know. But yeah, Derek, he's Navajo. And so he starts dating this girl. And he's a Christian. He's like doing all this work with like youth camps and all this cool stuff. And the girl's father is like incredibly like traditional in the like Navajo faith and stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and so he doesn't like that they're dating. Long story short, he's traveling for this volleyball tournament. He's way out of town. And his grandmother, her old home is in this city that he's in for this volleyball tournament. He's like, I'm just going to crash here. And the door... to the house, no one has a key, and so there's a window pane that they can slide, and that's how the family uses the house. They literally just slide this pane over, put their hand in, and open the door. So anyways, it's late, he goes over there, goes to sleep, or he opens the door, it like creaks, and he puts his hands, unlocks, goes in the bedroom, and he starts to fall asleep. And as he's about to drift off into sleep, he hears the same window pane sound. He's like, okay, that's weird. And, you know, if a house is left, you know, empty, you start to wonder, like, are people breaking in? Like, yeah. It could be something that someone discovered. And so he has a piece on him, you know, Chambers one, he's ready. And he said he sat up in the bed just, like, waiting to hear the next sound. So he sits up quietly and then hears the, you know, he heard the glass move. Now he hears the lock jiggling. And he's like, okay, it's not in my head. This isn't, like, an animal. This is something that's manually opening the door. And he said he sits up in bed and just waits for what seems forever for something to move. And then he hears it. He doesn't hear footsteps. He hears what sounds like hooves, like clack, clack, clack across the floor. And he's like, okay, I'm dreaming. Like, this isn't real. This can't be real. Like, kind of closes his eyes, tries to shake out of it. 2 seconds later, click, clack, click, clack, freaks him out. And so now he's like switched in. He's gone from, you know, flight or fright or whatever to like, now I need to confront this thing. So he takes the gun and runs out of the thing. And really similarly to Hardy's story, something just crashes out the house. He's like, something was in here. Don't know what it was.
He heard it run away, right?
Yeah, he heard it run away. And sure enough, looked at the door, was like kicked open. The window was slid open. Something had come in. And he was like, and so, you know, this is the craziest part of the story to me. He's able to fall back asleep after a while with this. But he locks it all down. And he's like, I think he like rationalized in his head, someone just had some really weird shoes, realized someone was in the house.
Some chicken and stilettos, you know, or something.
Yeah. He's like, okay, whatever. That's that. Well, the next day, his aunt comes over and she's checking out, just checking on the property. They've got like some farm animals, and she saw that he was parked there, and you know, they just start talking, and he's like, yeah, craziest experience. And she's like, they're walking around. She's like, well, come check on the sheep with me. Tell me the story. And as he's telling the story, they walk up on what's supposed to be where the pregnant sheep was, and it had a lamb in the night. And the lamb, for YouTube's sake, I'm not going to say what had been done to it, but just grotesque, like mutilated. And I'll leave it there. And he finishes the rest of his story, what he heard, and she stopped him. These are both Navajo people. And she's like, I know what visited you last night.
Oh my gosh.
And she said, if it was to revisit you, it will take something of yours and bind it, because it will be able to come back to you as the form it took every time. I might be misspeaking exactly how this works, but she said it'd be able to come back to you if it had something of yours bound with something of its. And so that's like the ultimate confirmation. So he's like, what? You know, he's like looking for his phone, his keys, like all these like random things that might have been taken. And he has like a nice pen for work, and he realizes his pen isn't on him. And so they just start digging, and underneath, like in the crawl space, he finds a glass jar with fur wound around his pen. It was bound. And so literally this creature had been sent. They believe skinwalkers are hired or petitioned by the Navajo people to oppress people. So he believes that his girlfriend's father had asked a skinwalker to oppress him.
Now here's a question. Do you break up or you stay with her?
I don't know what happened in their relationship, but
you look down, she's wearing the same shoes. The
She did it.
She just took up tap dancing.
Yeah.
That's so terrifying.
Andrew, that was so scary.
It's the worst.
Dude,
when I was talking to him, you know, if someone tells you a story like this and they're a fan of the show, you're kind of like, all right, you want to give me like a good story or something like that.
Yeah.
He stops in the middle of telling me, and like, he's like, I don't like talking about this. I don't.
Gets emotional.
Literally tears so up. And he's like shaking. And I was like, oh, I don't like this.
Because
like,
you asked him in the context, because he's a believer. He's like, yeah. What's with the skinwalkers? Right, like, do you believe in them? Like, and he's like,
He's like, actually,
story.
Yes.
And then he said, I have an experience. And then he told me the story. And he believes it's really interesting. So I guess in their tradition, a skinwalker acquires that ability through a series of very twisted and demented things. But one of the things they have to do, and I just think it ties to like how the devil takes something good and perverts it and distorts it, but they have to sacrifice that which is dearest to them, like a human.
Someone
that they actually have an affection for, they have to sacrifice to obtain that ability.
Which I don't know if we may have talked about this before, but that's also what people say, like within the quote unquote Illuminati, to make it big, they have to be able to sacrifice the person that they love most.
David Dobrik shares a story about one of his friends that did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And isn't that interesting? Even in like ancient Native American tradition, or all the way to the elite Western world, the sacrifices, you could say the demented, the twisted, the evil religion remained the same.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy of how it hasn't changed. It's like evil is evil.
Yeah.
It just presents itself in different ways.
Yeah. And I told him Hardy's story about waking up in the middle of the night. Something was oppressing his house. He was hunting, you know, Native American artifacts. And that sage is what cleared it out. And he was like, yeah, he needs to keep doing that. And I was like, okay, as a believer, help me understand that. And they believe, as Navajo believers, that it's a gift from God. As you know, he says in the same way that they burn incense.
That's so interesting.
John Dover, the park ranger, talks about that too. He didn't mention sage, but he mentioned, which they have the coolest names for freaking medicine there. Yeah. It's like, there's one of those, like, I'm going to butcher it, but it was like tree lightning. Mm-hmm. They make this medicine only from a tree that's been struck by lightning.
Oh my gosh.
Just like, that's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, like, that would be awesome. Instead of like,
we have Miralax.
Cymbalta. Like, it's just come up with cool names.
No, but he says too, like, we have ancient Navajo medicines that we believe God's given us to basically combat this certain kind of stuff.
Why wouldn't God equip us with the tools in nature to take care of ourselves?
Yeah, well, I mean, you think of like the Watchers, right? One of the things, a heavenly knowledge thing was pharmakeia.
Yeah.
It was like
root cutting.
And it's like, that was a heavenly knowledge. Like, this is something that they knew.
They knew and then perverted later.
They made man pervert it, or they perverted it and man took off with it.
Yeah.
But like, so with that, it's just like God, there's probably, we know there's a lot of things on earth that God has given us to heal us and to combat different stuff. And it's like, so that would make sense with the Navajo of just like, yeah, God's given us this and we use it because it combats this evil.
Like the him and hers medication.
Yes, exactly.
God gave us that. So we can inject ourselves to make ourselves healthier.
I guess where I get funny about it is you don't see sage used in scripture. And it's like, should we just petition the Lord? Like, come please and...
But also, was there sage in...
I was going to say regionally, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. Probably. People are like, yes, it was. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not anti. I'm on a journey.
It is interesting, though, because in the original Aramaic, frankincense translates to sage.
Oh.
I'm like, I believe you, too.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
We'll just cut the me shaking my head. That's the end of the clip.
Wow, Andrew, scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you should listen to John Dover.
I don't want to.
He talks about one story where he's like, there was this skinwalker that confronted this family one night, and it sounded like the scariest thing ever. Like this, they said it was like tall, human-like, but like almost like melting, and it had deer antlers, broke in their home. They're screaming, freaking out.
Yeah.
And they try to do something, and they said it literally jumped through like a portal in their ceiling.
Whoa.
Ah!
And he says that's a very common thing in Navajo. Like, they literally, there's
portals
that open.
Well, that's why they take something. It lets them, I mean, according to the Navajo tradition, they can bounce back and forth.
But they said it was so real. Instantly that night, they left everything and moved states.
Whoa.
And guess what? This thing followed them.
Dude. Oh my gosh, that's what I'm talking about, dude.
You can't get rid of it.
From Arizona, they moved to, I believe, Utah or Colorado. It followed them there.
Just screaming out the window the whole way there.
And I know who you are! You say, I know what you are, get lost?
No, you have to find the person.
You have to name them by name.
My question is, like, I want to know what happens if you send one through one.
Send one through one? What do you mean? What is it?
A bullet. Oh. You could say bullet.
I feel like we get flagged for all sorts of stuff.
No, you're good.
He talks about that on the first one he was on. There's the family that shot they thought it was a coyote. And when they grabbed the leg, it turned into a human.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And it, but it did.
It died. Yeah.
Okay.
Or no, it didn't die. They brought it to the hospital.
And everyone knew who it was.
No, they brought it to the hospital. And that's where they said, like, the doctors and nurses ran out screaming because apparently it transformed or something. And then that person went to the house because they knew who it was, confronted them, and then they died three days later.
That's right.
So they die if you name them.
Yeah.
I just think it's terrifying.
Got to get better at memorizing names.
I'm terrible. I know. I got to get good at sleuthing.
You're George from the supermarket.
Scary.
Just pull out a book of baby names. Does it have to be just the full name or just the first name?
Jacob. Ah. Jeremiah. Ah.
Speaking of names, how crazy is the clip I found from Psych?
Yeah, so crazy.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just play that real quick.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sean.
Well, I'm Ada. This is
Janie. That's absolutely wild.
I think you did it because you love that
Ada,
show.
Jane.
I think it was subconscious.
Maybe. But you know, it's not self-conscious. Self-conscious?
Subconscious.
Subconscious.
Little self-conscious.
I'm self-conscious right now.
And I want a sub for my conscience.
Go to patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies where we're going to continue this conversation. Andy has a story that I'm really interested in hearing.
The Invisible Children. It's really good.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And we got some more stories that we're going to be talking about. So yep. patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
Go on there. You can join for free. Check out. There's a ton of behind the scenes footage. Get discount codes for swag, all this stuff. It's going to be great.
And go to sundaycool.com if you guys need any custom apparel. We do it all, baby.
Hats, stickers, whatever you want.
Shirts, hoodies, shorts. We actually do shorts.
We've done underwear once.
Taylor figured it. Nice.
And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube. Comment. What are they commenting?
Sand.
How many grains of sand to make a pile? Let us know.
Or just say sand.
Sand.
Hey,
sand.
And everyone reviewing Sunday Cool, the Google reviews. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, those are blowing up. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
And go follow us on Spotify if you have Spotify and Apple. Leave us reviews. Do all the good stuff, baby.
Please, just take 5 minutes out of your day. Do all of it right now. Even if you've left a review, leave another one.
Yeah.
Then you can leave reviews on Spotify and Apple, Google, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, guys. We love you.
We love you. We'll see you on Patreon.
Bye.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
I totally forgot to say this on the podcast.
What?
Did you guys? Okay, so you know the Gulf of America, right?
Yeah.
Did you know there's maps showing that it used to be called something different?
What do you mean? I mean, I'm sure it was. There was a name before Gulf of Mexico. Oh, golly. I didn't know you were doing that. Go for it again. I didn't know what you were doing.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Before we go. So you know the Gulf of America, right?
Yeah. This is my favorite Gulf.
Did you know I found a map and it doesn't say Gulf of America?
I mean, what does it say? I mean, because it can't. I mean, that was...
This, apparently, I don't know when it happened. It's kind of like the Tartaria. You know, there's old maps of, like, and it shows the land of Tartaria or Tartar.
Are you saying there was something else besides the Gulf of America?
It was named something different. And it's like an old... I don't even know how it happened, but it used to be called Gulf of Mexico.
Shut up.
Dead serious.
Show me the proof.
What year was this map?
I'm not sure. Hold on.
Are you sure it's not photoshopped?
I'm positive.
That's crazy if that's true.
Yeah.
The Gulf of Mexico? That doesn't even sound good.
Look at this.
Are you kidding me?
This says Gulf of Mexico.
No.
What is that? Some type of like ancient map?
Apparently. I don't know where they found it, but the Gulf of America used to be called Gulf of Mexico.
That's insane. That can't be true, man.
It is.
We got to look into that because that's crazy.
I wonder what secrets are hiding.
Golly, who knows, man?
Yeah, or like if was it like a old ancient civilization of, was it Mexico?
Yeah, it was probably built by the giants, dude.
Probably. I don't
know. All those Aztec giants that were supposedly in Mexico a long time ago. Who knows?
Find something new
that's
every day.
That's crazy.
I know.
Golly, I'm so glad I learned that ninjas are butterflies. There we go.